Right now, it is time to talk sports. Time to bring in none other than Mike Causey. Morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. It's funny. I watched the announcement last night of Derek Jeter, one vote shy of getting all the votes. And unlike most Yankee fans and some other fans and a lot of the commentators that were upset about the one voter who held out, we talked about this yesterday, and I believe it. I think Derek Jeter is a perfect example of what a baseball player should be. Had a great career, had great numbers, is definitely a Hall of Famer. Was he the best ever in his position? No. Was Mariano the best ever in his position? Yes. And I don't care. You can throw at me, well, Babe Ruth never got all the votes, all these. Times have changed with social media. I think that Derek Jeter going into the Hall of Fame and leaving Mariano Rivera right now at the top with the only one not having any negative votes is the way it should have been. That's just my opinion. You know?
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I was surprised he got that many.
Yeah, I think that we pointed it out yesterday. Mariano is a once in a generation player. Really, and he should be singled out differently than anybody else. So we'll see what happens in the future. But it didn't upset me at all. Larry Walker, after I looked at his stats, that didn't really upset me that much either. When I saw his stats, he was a solid player, a real solid player.
He played a lot of times in Colorado, so you got inflated numbers there.
What was interesting is that Schilling didn't move much at all.
Yes, he did. He moved up 9 points.
Yeah, he's got to move up another 8 or 9 points next year.
5 or 6.
But the two steroid guys, they didn't move much at all. So
no,
they didn't move much at all. So
Schilling should have made it. They just keep on treating that guy like a second-class citizen.
Well, especially since he's been on the media lately, and he hasn't apologized for what he said, but he has apologized for the way he said it a couple of times.
Why should he apologize
in any way? Well, he didn't apologize for what he said. On Twitter, he got nasty with sports writers, and he just didn't respond. He got and he said, you know, I'm an emotional guy. I'm a major league pitcher. So I think he should get in. I think he'll get in next year. I don't think there's any.
Is Steve Carlton in the Hall of Fame?
That's exactly right. Steve Carlton was.
Who could treat the media worse than Steve Carlton did?
Yeah.
So, but because Steve Carlton didn't voice political views, he didn't have a problem.
Yeah, I think so. Schilling will get in next year.
He'll get in next year, and I can't wait for his speech because he's going to tear a lot of people up.
So he'll get in next year, and that's it. So we're done with that all excitement. Now, did you see that college basketball game? The end of it?
No, I was watching the Kentucky game. I didn't watch Kansas, but I saw the highlights of it.
Mike, here's the thing that's amazing. I saw it this morning. First of all, the fight lasted before it really stopped for about 5 minutes. This is a major arena it's in now, okay? A five-minute fight, and you know where the fight was taking place?
Going toward the stands.
Where all the handicapped accessible seats where everybody was in wheelchairs.
Those are handicapped seats.
Yeah, right where they were fighting.
Just folding chairs.
That's the handicap zone. There might have been folding chairs for people to sit with handicap, but that's where that was the handicapped seating zone. But what amazed me is it got so out of control because there was no security to break it up.
That's amazed. That's a good point.
It was amazing. It was disgusting. It was disgusting.
Well, hopefully, the instigator of the fight will lose his scholarship. And whoever else was involved should lose their scholarships. But I doubt that will happen.
It was, what a black eye. Oh, my gosh.
They're not professionals. You can't suspend them or whatever from without pay. So the only way to do anything that's effective is to take away their scholarships.
It
would happen in baseball because baseball is the doormat of college sports. It wouldn't happen in football Well, let's see if it happens in basketball.
Yeah, it was something. It was something to look at. I was absolutely amazed. That's all I can say. Absolutely amazed.
And the instigator of the fight was some kid sitting on a bench that wasn't even playing.
Yeah. Anyway, the one coach said that there was going to be a lot of suspensions on his team. That's all I know. That didn't care about the rest of the season.
Well, let's see if the holier than thou NCAA does the right thing here. They're quick in handing out penalties to people. Let's see what they do here.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. We'll see. But it was a terrible, terrible, just a horrible example of sports.
It was just another normal day where I grew up. Those things happen. 2-3 times a day when you were playing basketball when I grew up.
Yeah,
where I grew up.
But when you're in a gymnasium that has supposedly security, it shouldn't have lasted that long. Is all I'm saying. It just shouldn't have lasted that long.
Well, there was a lot of people involved in the fight. A lot of people involved in the fight from both teams. And if that was as big as a place as they say it is, there's not going to be enough security centralized in one area to get there that quick. And being it was down and it looked like there was only a few ways to get into that part of the seating area, it probably took security longer to get to that part than any other part. So it's just one of those things. One of those things as far as security not getting there. But as far as the fight, these guys need severe penalties.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with it anyway. Anything else to talk about in sports?
Yeah, the Islanders beat the Rangers last night.
All right. So things got back to normal.
Yeah, the Islanders, they're not playing that good. They got a lot of injuries. See what happens, how they get through it. None of this matters until you get to the playoffs anyway, but the Islanders have been really consistent all year, and hopefully they'll just keep on getting that way because I'd like to see them make a nice run in the playoffs. Other than that, I don't think there's much else going on. I'm not interested in the tennis, that's for sure.
No. All right, well, we'll see what develops in sports today.
No news coming out of the Super Bowl? No meaningless stories?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
Don't worry, next week is the week for that. We'll get all these blah, blah, blah stories. Now, the Super Bowl should be played this Sunday. Should be played this Sunday.
It did happen one time,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah.
They didn't wait 2 weeks. They waited 1 week.
Well, we have to go through Hall of Fame weekend first in football. You know,
what Hall of Fame weekend?
Not all. All-Star weekend. All-Star weekend.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be right up there with the cricket matches from Trinidad on my viewing list this weekend.
I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.